We've had these meetings since morning with these groups, and there's a lot of excitement and anxiety from all parties to proceed with the work.
What specific issues did you discuss with the teams today?
No, the review mission is working on the basis of a work plan, which a work plan was set up in Namibia, and it is really a follow-up mission to look at the issues of compliance, whether issues that had been targeted for addressing have been addressed. And then the ADIPA has also its own parallel mandate to deal with the issues relating to Zimbabwean diamonds vis-a-vis the certification of our diamonds. They are also on the ground. They have already left for Mutare, and they'll be spending 2 or 3 days in Mutare to have their own independent assessment, evaluation of the situation, to verify what has been reported by other sources. So they want to have their own appreciation of the situation in Marange. But we are happy that all these groups are around just to ensure that we have done things above board, things in a manner that is transparent, in a manner that is actually comply, not do full compliance of the minimum requirement of KPC as can be unmatched.
On Wednesday, is the sale of the diamonds still going to go ahead? What is the plan?
No, yes, it's going ahead. I mean, the sale of diamonds on Wednesday has nothing to do with the review mission or these other activities. This was a decision taken by a plenary in St. Petersburg. So Mr. Chikane will be looking at all the diamonds that were produced after the 28th of May. This is a decision which was taken by plenary, and it has nothing to do with this visit. It just happened to be a coincidence.
And Minister, lastly, I'm sure you are aware that most Zimbabweans are anxious about statements that came from Mr. Biti during his last review mission. They would want to know whether there are any structures in place now to ensure that the sale of diamonds on Wednesday will see dollars flowing into the finance ministry's coffers.
Yes, but when did the sale of diamonds not go to the coffers? We've never sold diamonds as companies that have invested in this country. This will be the first sale, and all of it we've agreed with Minister Biti at my instigation that, you know, we are going to ensure that the process of these transactions goes straight to Treasury, because we need money as government. Our salaries and those of the public servants are just really pittance. So it is my duty to ensure that the government gets what belongs to it. And I've actually instructed the ZMDC that all the money which will be transacted on Wednesday should immediately go to Treasury. It's something that I'm not compromising on. It has to go to government. And we have already arranged with Minister Biti on the mechanisms to ensure that that money goes to government within a few hours, if not a few days, of the sale.